1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live, we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 10th of June, sunshine and 70 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning to talk about the Redding Tornado Trot. We have Jan Briggs and also Matt Brown with us here this morning. Jan, hello.
Hey, Jan.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you? Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, glad to
have us on.
Hey, glad to have you on with us here. And Jan, we're fast approaching not only the Redding Tornado Trot itself, but also the deadline for folks that would need to get in early.
Yes, the deadline tomorrow is if you want to get in the pre-registration to get a shirt, and of course you can still come in that day. But we just wanted to get the word out one more time that that deadline's coming up. You know, with things the supply and being demand the way it is this year, we just really need to get that shirt in, order in. And anyway, yeah, we just wanted to give a final reminder about that. And by the way, it is the Tornado Trot and Trail. A big part of this is the bike part now, and that has grown, and we want to continue to see it grow.
Redding Tornado Trot and Trail. I don't think I cut off the end of my box here or not, so I apologize for that. I hit the end of the trail too early, I guess.
We were the trot for like 8 years, and now we're adding a trail. So we're just getting bigger and bigger and going farther and going places.
Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, and it's a very positive addition to the annual event. And well, give us the specifics, Jan. When and where?
Well, it's going to be June 26th at the Redding Park, and we're going to keep it pretty non-competitive this year and all about Handlebars of Hope, which Matt's going to tell us about here shortly. And we want it to be all about that message and that cause. So it's just going to be a rolling start. You show up. Registration's at 6:30. Anywhere between 7 and 8, you can take off and start running, walking, biking for Handlebars of Hope. And we have added a 26-mile route this year, which is really amazing. I need to brag it up because it goes clear north up to the Flint Hills Trail. And if you haven't checked that out, it's worth getting up there to ride on that trail. It's just beautiful. So we're excited about that.
Well, Matt, I believe this would be a really good time to let us know about Handlebars of Hope and really what your mission has been since you got this organization started.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Jan and Nancy. It's really amazing the people that have come along and supported us, because without the Tornado, you know, Trot and Trail, it's a very important fundraiser for the vitality of our mission, Handlebars of Hope. And I don't think people realize the logistics and the money that goes into it. For instance, we leave tomorrow for another trip down to Mexico to take bikes to people in need. So yesterday we rented a $1,500 U-Haul. It costs us tremendous amounts of gas to get down there. Once we get into Mexico, like, we can't take a U-Haul across to Mexico, so we actually have a storage unit in South Texas. And on a day-to-day basis, we can only take 10 to 12 bikes across the border. Otherwise, the Mexican government, even though they know that we're a nonprofit, they want to charge you, they can charge you 17% of whatever they determine the price of the bikes are. So once we cross the border, which cost us $450 when we cross the U.S. bridge, and when we come back into the U.S., it costs us $3 to come back. Once we get into Mexico, we do have to fix those bikes up and pay for parts and stuff like that. But that's why this raising money for this cause is so meaningful. But, you know, every penny spent is so worth it when you see the hope that it brings to people. So this is a tremendous thing, and it's not just in the Mexican community, we do a lot for our community here at home.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
We always get that question too.
Well, sure. Let's get to the crossing the border. So you've got a warehouse in South Texas, and you said six or seven bikes at a time. So how do you get those across?
So, yeah, so we have our own truck. So we have a storage unit in Los Fresnos, Texas. And so we'll unload that U-Haul in Los Fresnos. And then on a day-to-day basis, it depends on, you can take about two to three bikes per person that you have in the vehicle,
okay,
tax-free across the border. So when we cross the border, we take him to a little shop. He's a guy that we met that his family had virtually nothing, and he was a bike shop, and he had like two bikes in there. So one year we approached him and just said, hey, this is the mission that we bring into your country. Would you be interested in helping us fix bikes? So we take him bikes, you know, every year, and so he fixes the bikes that we give away in his community. And he's a very vital role in Handlebars of Hope.
Wow, that is an amazing story. The other thing, too, here, and Matt, you've talked about this in years past, is just, you know, how vital bikes have become as a transportation really option for folks in Mexico, but even here locally, in some cases, bikes are really the only way to go.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to, people always ask us, well, what do you do locally? We hear a lot about the Mexico side of it, and that's always a great question. You know, so our bike shop, High Gear, has been in business since 1999. But since that time, we've had a good sense of who can't afford our services when they come in. We can really sense that. And these are people that really rely on their bike to get from point A to point B. And we can determine if that person is in need, we'll actually do the repair for free. And we do multiple repairs for free out of our shop each week.
Matt, you mentioned you're renting a rather large U-Haul, so how many bikes will fit in there? How many are you taking?
You know, unfortunately, we could only get a 20-foot U-Haul. We were hoping for a 26-foot U-Haul, but there wasn't one in our area at this time. So we're going to load today. We're hoping to get just over 100 bikes in that U-Haul.
Wow. Strategically positioned, I assume.
Yes. So I've got the task of, we've got some people that are going to help us haul bikes down the stairs and get them outside the U-Haul, and then I'll stack them and pack them. And then logistically, when we get down there, we have to unpack them and then pack them into another storage container. So in probably like 95 to 98 temperature degrees.
No kidding,
it's going to be a long couple of days, but it's worth it.
Indeed.
And, of course, the money you raise year-round, you work on raising money, Handlebars for Hope, through LaGrind, too. And that event, sounded like, was a pretty big success again this year, Matt.
Yes, LaGrind was a big success. That's always a big part of our fundraising efforts. And just, like I said, it goes back to this ride as well, the Tornado Trot and Trail. It's everybody coming together. Everybody's part of their mission. And it's amazing that, you know, like I said, Jan and Nancy have never seen on the ground first, you know, the first, you know, 100% of what we do down in Mexico, but they still want to be part of this mission. And it's amazing the people that come along and do this. So.
And Jan, that was going to be my next question, really, was your reaction. You mentioned here about Handlebars of Hope and how organizers like yourself have wanted to be involved. But talk about why you've wanted to be involved, and, you know, really what Matt's talking about here and how that helps to spur you on towards the Tornado Trot and Trail here in a couple of weeks.
Well, actually, I met Matt and Stephanie quite a few years ago, and he may not remember, but that thing about folks coming into bike shop and he has the heart to know who has a need. He actually helped me with a student in my classroom get a bike. And I don't know if he even remembers that, but I tell that story. And that was kind of my first time to work with them. And that's been quite a few years ago. And over time, I've listened to their story and his testimony, and it just kind of touched me. And one of the things in his message that has stuck with me is that when he talks about the need, is that folk, what they make in a day wages across the you can't even buy a gallon of gas for what you make sometimes across the border. And that just has stuck with me, why, you know, they really rely on these bikes and why they're so important. So last night I got on his website since I haven't been able to go with them. Maybe in the future, that's kind of a hope of mine, but I haven't been able to go. I've gone on the website to see, and Matt has a YouTube video on there, and he talks about it, and they've got a list of all the things they have accomplished, and I think you'll be surprised, even I was, seeing that. There's all kinds of ways you can give, even if you can't be at the Tornado Trot and Trail on Saturday, you can still, there's opportunities to give. I caught him late last night while he was packing his bag, so I feel pretty lucky to grab him today and talk a little bit more and, you know, brag up what they do, because I think people just don't realize how important this is.
And talking with Jan Briggs and Matt Brown, Redding's Tornado Trot and Trail is coming up on the 26th. Again, Jan, how can we get registered and what's the cost?
Okay, well, here's what's important. The final deadline is tomorrow, but if you go to tornadotrot@gmail.com and ask for a registration, and Matt will also have those at High Gear, we will still take those at High Gear till noon tomorrow if they want a t-shirt. That's for early registration. It's $25. I've even had people just hand me $25 and say, hey, here, I won't be able to come, but we want to help. And so I've had several people do that. Feel free to do that or get it to me or Nancy. But High Gear tomorrow by noon, if you want to go there and register or give to Handlebars of Hope, it's going to be a $25 fee. But by tomorrow, you would get a shirt. And I think the shirt, a lot of bikers have a lot of shirts, and maybe that's not important. They'll still show up that day, but that still gets the message out. I mean, we have Handlebars of Hope on the shirt, shows you're a part of something bigger, and it just continues to spread that message of hope. So there you go.
Great.
Get on board. Get on board.
Get on that bike, yeah.
Or the border. Get on the border. There you go.
Outstanding. Matt, anything else you want to add before we close things down this morning?
You know, just as she was talking and stuff, I just go back to thanking, you know, I'm sure the listeners have been in a hole at one point in their life, and I know I have. And it sure feels good when somebody reaches down to pick you up, and there's a lot of people in this world that need hope, and a bike is a big tool in picking people up. And, you know, God's picked me up, and our mission is Christ-centered, and that's why we do what we do. But, you know, our supporters in this ride and the people that are going to come ride this ride, they're all key to helping others and just bringing hope into people's lives. So we just appreciate everybody coming out.
Well, Matt, thanks.
And can I add
that? Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
With COVID, I think that hope, I feel like really hopeful this year. This is the race that we want to really be back. And, you know, after coming through the last year, I agree with Matt about, you know, that message of hope is more important now, more now than ever.
All right. Great job, Matt. Thanks for all you and your team do. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, Jan. Thank you. Good luck with the big event coming up.
Yep, and you can come out and walk a ride. I know you've done that before.
Sure have, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a short ride, or we'll give you the ride around the park if that's what you need to do.
Right, the Ron Thomas ride around the park. There we are.
There you go. That's catchy.
Ron Thomas ride around the park. It's only a quarter of a mile. You think you can get in shape in time?
Well, I've got 10 miles to Opie next week, so, you know, hey.
Yeah.
You got that going on.
Well, there you go. You'll need go around several times. That'll be his training, yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, Matt Brown, Jan Briggs. It's the Redding Tornado Trot and Trail coming up June 26th.
All right, if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker segments, we mentioned here that our limited space for next week, we only have one next week, and that is a week from tomorrow, the 18th.